I had a friend that went up in Montana and visited his uncle up there, and he said he had 100 head of cows and they never had a sign of a barn. And he asked him what he did with them in the wintertime, and he said, "Why, they just sleep out here on the snow, and we feed them on the snow. We got a clean place every day to feed them, and an old 4 feet deep, and we just feed them wherever we want to." Horses the same way. They won't go in the barn. They won't go in when it's raining, unless it just happened to be right in the barn or right at the barn. They'll just stay out and take it. And if it's snowing, they'll back up to the fence somewhere and just stand there and let it snow on them. I say they're much healthier, cows and horses too, or they never get in a barn. They get too hot to know, I guess, breathing each other's breath. And the thing would do much better than just stay outside all the time.
Do you have these animals here around your ponds, the ones with the hard shells?
The turtles?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ever call those anything else when you were a boy?
No, all we ever called him was a turtle.
You ever hear that called a cooter?
Hmm. What is it? Did you got it?
Hmm. That's a Georgia term. I just wondered.
No, I'm a Georgian.
How old were you when you came here?
22.
Well, it's not all over in Georgia, it's just in certain places. What part of Georgia did you come here from?
Northwest corner of Rome.
Uh-huh. That's pretty country up there, isn't it?
I don't know. It's just what you think would be pretty. If you saw pine timber and hills is pretty, I guess it'd be all right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Did the Blue Ridge come down that far?
Part of it does. Some little parts of it comes down there where we at.
What do you call that place around your barn where you keep your cows or bring them in if you wanted to milk them?
That's the barn lot,
but we don't have one. Never have had.
You don't need one unless you're milking a big bunch of cows like these boys do over there. Then you need to put them in a lot and let them come in the barn, you know, so many of them at a time. And then the rest of them go, when you turn them out, then that bunch goes out a different way, you know, and don't go back into that lot where you milk cows in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just got one cow or two cows, they always come and go in their stall and be milked anyway.
Mm-hmm. How about your horses? Where would you keep them?
We kept them in the barn. They had a manger, you call it. They put your hay in, and they had a trough for each horse to feed him in, and tied him up to the neck.
Mm-hmm. A place around the barn where you could enclose him?
Yeah, it was all enclosed.
Well, he means, no, with our horses, we never did. They were gentle farm horses. They just came to the barn at feeding time if they were not being worked and, you know, not in harness. And then, of course, they just unhitched them at the barn and let them go in.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did need a lot for ours. If they were kind of wild, you did, but our horses were always gentle.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a shelter for your hogs and pigs?
Mm-hmm. Used to, and had them.
What was that? What did you?
Pig pen.
Pig pen. Big shed.
Was there a shed in there for them?
Yes, we had to have a shed pretty well for pigs, hogs, because they got awfully hot in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Well, where'd you say you kept your hay in your barn? Upstairs? Any other
No,
place?
We just put it down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the early days, we just stacked it in stacks. That's what they call them, hay stacks.
Mm-hmm.
They were made in kind of a cone shape, you know, go up to the top.
Was this hay gathered up in advance in little piles or anything?